This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
You know, I don't see self-storage owners utilizing landing pages very often anymore as they're marketing their self-storage facilities for rent. Now, I suspect it's because it's been beat into our heads that the fewest number of clicks are better. And I'm all about reducing friction and making it easy for people to rent and do business with us. But let me tell you why I still like landing pages for marketing self-storage. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses to the training that I offer small investors who want to get in the self-storage business or grow their self-storage business. A lot of free training, over 500 episodes like this, under the blog training section, as well as courses such as how to build your first self-storage facility. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But first of all, let's talk about what is a landing page. Well, the short version is it's just a website, a web page that potential customers go when they've made a click, and usually in an ad or a post somewhere, such as Facebook or Instagram, or on a Google ad. They click and it takes them to a landing page. Now, most self-storage owners have it. Customers go directly to their website. Nothing wrong with that. But let me tell you why I like landing pages. I actually learned about landing pages over 10 years ago. Started back in 2014, 2015, when I started my online business. This business, learning out loud about self-storage. And as I got deeper and deeper into self-storage business, I realized that online marketing was critical. And I wasn't that impressed with what I saw in the training I saw in the self-storage space about online marketing. So I got a coach, I joined a mastermind, and I learned with people who are online marketers, with people who are online business owners, and do for marketing their other businesses. I probably learned more about marketing self-storage by watching what other industries do and how they market their business and online products. In this mastermind, there were a lot of people who were in the media placement business. They ran online ad agencies or ad agencies that did online business. And they were a firm believer in landing pages. In the old days, they were called squeeze pages. So in essence, when a potential customer for anything, but let's say for a 10 by 10 unit, lands on a landing page, they basically have two options and two options only. One, they can accept your offer, or two, they can leave. What they can't do is start going through your website, looking at all your pictures. What they can't do is play with different sizes and move stuff around. Basically, they have two options: accept your offer or leave. Now, why I like landing pages is because most websites are pretty generic. Now, they're getting a little better now with AI, talking about who their potential customers are and what areas they service, but it's still pretty generic. My experience is if a customer sees themselves reflected in a website, they've got to hunt for it, but mostly they don't. The number one rule in marketing I learned from being in this mastermind is know your customer. And then you tailor your offer to meet that particular customer's needs. Now, websites, for the most part, in the self-storage industry, aren't very good at that. So if you're marketing your self-storage, you need a bullseye. You need a target, and you need a bullseye. Number one marketing rule, know your customer. So, how do you know who your customer is? Well, each trade area, the trade area that your storage facility services, is made up of people. And in that trade area, the demographics of those people begin to tell you who your customers are. Or you can make a decision to go out maybe a little beyond your trade area and market to specific type customers. Every specific type customer has a different need. The marketing ads and the demographics in a trade area, let's say in my hometown of Louisville, in the Fern Valley area, is very different than the trade area in the east end of the county. It's made up of different type people. They have different type needs. I can't run one ad in Google and have it be very meaningful and apply it to all my different facilities in a particular city. Each trade area is different. If your facility offers contractor units, for example, let's say they're 10 by 15, 10 by 20, 10 by 30s, oversized units, taller, bigger doors, you're going to want a different message to them than you are to a student. A facility happens to be in a college town. Students have different needs than contractors. People who are in between homes have very different needs than people who are long-term residential customers or people who live in apartment complexes. People in between homes that are using it for short-term during a move are interested in flexibility and the ease of terms. A student is not interested in saving their valuables so future generations can throw them away. A student's interested in what it costs over the summer and how small a unit can I get. Is there a special for all summer? If you're marketing to, let's say, a medical rep for climate-controlled space, they have very different needs than your residential customer or even your contractor customer does. Boat and RV facilities have a very unique client base that loves to be pampered. Every particular customer has a very specific need. That's what landing pages are really good for. You can tailor your message to that particular customer. So where do you find landing pages? Well, many websites offer you the ability to create a landing page. Now, if your website provider doesn't, then many of the CRMs do. And if you don't have a CRM, you can always subscribe to services like I still do for my online business, and I have for over a decade. Companies like Lead Pages, where you can go create web landing pages, and then in your ads or in your post on social media, you can link that landing page and then go from the landing page to your website to rent a unit. So let's briefly just touch on what the steps would be. Step number one, know your customer. Identify your customer in your trade area. It could be college students during the summer, moving companies, people in between homes, contractors, small business owners, medical rep, boat and RV owners, car club members. We had a very successful campaign in Facebook to car club members when we decided to rent a conversion and wait for a competitor to lease up before we converted that building into self-storage. And I just didn't want to compete and try to beat them on price. So we did very well renting the indoor parking. We were getting over $220 a parking space. And we only let cars in because we could get more cars in. So we marketed to car club owners. Did very well. The list is endless. But each one of those potential customers has a different need. Identify them. Step number one. Step number two, create ads or posts on different marketing channels, Google, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you use, that speak to those particular customers. In that post, create a link, create an action step they got to take called click a link, and it takes them to a landing page. Now, the landing page is, in essence, a sales letter identifying the need, showing how your facility solves that need, and creating a call to action. Then when they click that, it takes them to the available units on your website, and they rent now. If you don't have the ability to rent now on your website, one, get that handled today. Two, have the call to action be either to place a phone call or to reserve now. You saw on that landing page we showed, that was old, that was probably 5 years ago, we had a rent now and we had a reserve now. Two calls to action. Really, only like one call, but we had two on that one. Target marketing is about being specific in who you're marketing to and being very specific in the message that you give each particular potential customer type. My experience is this increases your conversion rate because you're just not trying to be all things to all people. The riches are in the niches, and it reduces your marketing cost, and it increases the value of your facility. So if you haven't used landing pages in the past, give it a shot. I think you'll be surprised. One, how easy it is, and two, how effective it can be. Have fun with this online marketing and using landing pages. Always put a bullseye on your potential customer, then ready, aim, and meet your customer's needs. Meet them where they are. My name's Mark Helm. Just my thoughts for the day. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. So thank you very much, and I look forward to hearing about your successes on online marketing and using landing pages. Thank you very much.